Hello. We're going to start a meditation. It'll be about 10 minutes long, so I just want you to find a comfortable seat, maybe cross-legged, maybe legs out straight, but just find a comfortable place that you can maintain for about 10 minutes. You're welcome to sit up against a wall or have some back support. I like to typically grab a cozy sweater or a blanket, just finding a comfortable place for you. Whatever that looks like, it might be different for each of us. So go ahead and find that comfortable seat and sit up nice and tall and go ahead and close your eyes. And I want you to take a deep breath in and exhale all at once, just let it go. And again, a big breath in and out. So throughout our meditation today, I want you to breathe naturally, right? And in this meditation, we'll focus on discovering our own state of bliss. Take it from an intellectual concept to a feeling and make it tangible as our emotions and to tap into what is needed and when it's needed, a tool, a resource, if you will. Meditation is one of the most reliable tools for accessing bliss. So rest your eyes and start to bring awareness to various facets of your life. Whatever comes to mind, perhaps your most immediate environment, where you're sitting right now, listening to me. Your breath in and out. Notice how you feel. Sensations right now. Anything distract you in your current environment? Do you feel inspired? How does it make you feel right now? And be honest. Do you feel annoyed, energized, serene, neutral? Just notice. Right? In this practice, it's not about controlling the mind or quieting the mind so that it's nothing happening, but instead it's to bring you present. To this moment, to become an observer. So, what sensations are present in or around your body as we contemplate your current environment? What other thoughts do you have right now? What do you hear in the foreground of your awareness? What do you hear in the background of your awareness? What noises are present? Which sounds do you find soothing in this moment? Can you hear any? Breathing in. And breathing out. And now, with your eyes still closed, I'm going to ask you a question. And when I ask that question to you, I don't want you to begin focusing or analyzing in an attempt to find the right answer. Instead, I invite you to allow yourself to answer for the answer to come from within. Who are you without those facts at the moment? In other words, who are you without your job, without your spouse, without your name, your knowledge? Who are you without your concerns, your diagnosis, or worries? without your hopes or your desires, your goals and ambitions? Who are you without your to-do lists, without your anxieties? Who or what is the witness of all your thoughts, sensations, worries, hopes, dreams that you have? Who witnesses you fall asleep or waking up? Many of the world's wisdom traditions identify the witness state as pure bliss, the raw material that is your spirit. In other words, bliss is your essence. It's the aspect of you that is witness of life. Take a breath in and a breath out. Its mission is to inspire you forever, to reassure you, to compel you to be the best version of yourself, and in your quietest times, to engage you in understanding its source directly. Bliss is what we refer to as that still small voice from within, reminding us to always trust our heart, to have faith in ourselves, and to have no fear when we are facing change. Bliss is very much you, and you are bliss. Bliss is the space between your thoughts, the pause before we react, the light shining brightly into our heart and soul to eradicate the shadows of our ego and reveal the truth of reality, in that there is no separation between you and me. That at our deepest essence, we are all connected. It's bliss that allows for deep understanding, compassion, patience, humility, and most of all, love. Your mission in this meditation is to rediscover this truth about your nature. In every moment of life that you have experienced up till now, has been conspiring for you to know and experience true bliss. Now, as we continue to sit quietly with our eyes closed, I want you to silently repeat this small phrase to yourself. I am bliss. I am bliss. Breathe in. I am bliss. Breathe out. I am bliss. Exhale. I am bliss. Continue on repeating it ever so softly. When thoughts arise that want to convince you of otherwise, embrace them with an inner smile. They are sent from the ego that wants to protect its domain in your mind. So take a deep breath in. Let that chatter pass as you acknowledge it and let it go. Breath in and breath out. If other worries, anxieties, discomfort start to play out in your mind, let it be a reminder to come back to that phrase, I am bliss. Breathe in, I am bliss. Exhale. Breathe in, I am bliss. Begin to deepen your breath. Let the belly really expand and exhale, let it go. Start to bring your awareness back to your body, moving some fingers and your toes. Letting the breath enliven your experience, reawaken you. And as you begin to deepen the breath, we will end this meditation. But before you open your eyes, go ahead and stop the phrase, I am bliss. And with your eyes closed, start to notice any differences. Some may be subtle, and some might be quite apparent. And as you go about your day today and engage in thoughts or conversations that may not feel so blissful, you can always silently remind yourself of this phrase we used today, I am bliss. And notice that in those moments, that phrase can shift your energy, bring you present, give you clarity, make you aware. Now you may gently open your eyes. And I hope that you can see that this meditation can help us become more adaptable, especially in these uncertain times. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me. The light in me honors the light in you. Namaste.